This is David Gibson, and today we're going to be talking about the Sound Education Association for the Children and what we're up to, and if we're trying to get people to help. And the intention today is that we just change the whole educational system so the children are in their body, connected to nature, connected to self, connected to each other, and connected to source, right? That's all. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things going on. We have our conference is actually still happening. You can actually get playback for our 9th International Sound Healing Conference. We have 24 presenters. You can find it at globesoundhealingconference.com. We had 6,000 people signed up for the conference, and it's all the playbacks are still available. It's $97, but you can still get it and check it out. It's really worthwhile. Some really amazing presentations. We also have our next semester coming up. Let's see. We've got the first of all, we have a free sound healing workshop and open house a week from tomorrow, this Sunday, December 6th, here at the Institute in San Francisco, or Sausalito, actually. And it's all about how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of heart-opening meditations, and everybody goes on the sound table if you like, and it's really, really a profound experience, even if you're not interested in the actual classes right now. You need to RSVP, so we don't have too many people, though, and you have to wear a mask, okay. And then we also have an online open house on December 12th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can email me, and I'll send you the actual Zoom login for that. You can also find it in our meetup group as well. We also have the Medical Sound Association meeting coming up December 13th. I'll be talking about, I'll mention now, on Sunday, December 13th from 10 to 1, if you're interested in helping bring sound into the medical side of the field, we could use a lot of help. We already have about 40 people, including a lot of doctors that are signed up. And it's all about frequencies, combinations of frequencies and musical flows for every single disease in the world, right? It's funny, I didn't used to be able to say cure. Now we can say it because we're going to be working directly with doctors and hospitals. And then the Sound Education Association meeting is going to be January 10th now, and we'll talk about that in detail. We also have our certificate program at the Institute starting January 19th. If you pay in full by December 1st, you can save $400. It's half and half, half at the Institute in Sausalito, half online. And the classes that are at the Institute are the ones that are best done at the Institute, where we practice on each other and also play with all the different instruments and such. And then the rest is the lectures that are online. So you could actually get started even this week and then come to the classes in Sausalito January 19th. Of course, you can also do the whole program online, and that starts this week, December 3rd or December 8th. Starts about every 2 weeks for the online. It's ongoing enrollment, and it works really well. And we've got, it's amazing what happens in that online program. And we do a lot of work on each other. You get to practice on friends and family as well. We also have our online recording arts and technology certificate program coming up in mid-January. If you pay in full by December 1st, you can get $400 off on that. It's all about how to work with recording equipment, digital audio recording equipment, Pro Tools, Logic, Ableton Live, for recording, mixing, producing. We also teach how to create binaural beats, completely separate than the sound healing program, but we incorporate a lot of sound healing techniques for whatever style of music you're working on. So those are the different classes that are coming up. We also have our whole store We're about to have a big sale, actually. I think we're going to start it tomorrow. That will be 15% off just about everything. And so we've got the voice analysis program we sell. We've got sound chambers, which are, a few million to build one, but that's, those are really cool. We also have the, of course, the frosted bowls, the alchemy bowls. We just got a whole order of alchemy bowls. We got Tibetan bowls and gongs and tingshas and hand drums and rattles and all types of unique technologies, quantum devices like the Miracle Eye Cube that put out quantum frequencies into scalar waves into the room. And you can also do voice analysis with it. We also have didgeridoos that we sell, sacred geometry structures and pendants. We also have a full range of tuning forks. We can make up any frequency. We have our sound lounges and sound tables and sound beds, the sound pillows and dolphins, and a full range of different vibroacoustic tools that are really, really profoundly effective. We've got the melodic instruments like the kalimba, sansula, the keynote, which is like a xylophone, the hardwood log drums, and we also now have the crystal harp back in stock. And we actually call it the crystal lyre, quartz tubes that are just so profoundly beautiful. We have brain machine sound and light glasses that we sell, and we also now have the Rav drum, which is a really beautiful, cheaper version of the Hung drum. It's really got a beautiful sound to it. So those are all the different things we have in our store. In our therapy center, we also can find your home note online, where the note where you're at peace, which is really helpful for getting you back to homeostasis. It's also, we can do voice analysis where we play, have you speak into the computer and see which notes are missing. We'll give you a CD in that key. And then we also do treatments like chakra treatments and combo treatments at the Institute, where we do everything from sound table to crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, voice, rattles, shakers, full range of instruments for whatever you have going on. It's really effective. Then there's my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, number one selling book in the field, how sound works physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as well. Yeah. So those are some of the things happening, the different things for the actual conference. So you can always contact me at sound, David@soundhealingcenter.com, or email me at email me at David@soundhealingcenter.com, or call me at 415-777-2486, or just go to soundhealingcenter.com and you'll find all of the stuff that I was talking about here. So today we're talking about the Sound Education Association. This is the presentation we did in the conference about a week and a half ago. And it's probably one of the projects I'm most excited about because it's really got the most potential to change the world. Right? About 4 years ago, we got a $100,000 grant to take our entire curriculum into two Montessori schools. And we, over 3 years, created 2,500 exercises for the kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years at every age level. And a lot of the exercises are implemented, and it's just really effective, what's been happening with the kids. We've got about 200 hours of video with the kids, and now we've set up the Sound Education Center homeschooling site, which I'll show you in a bit as well. So I want to tell you more about how we developed the classes and what it's all about. Okay. So let me share the full screen here for those of you on video. Okay. So you sound, it's all about, getting children back in their bodies. It's like when the head of the Montessori school came to our booth at the New Living Expo, that was her main focus. She said over the last 10 years, the ADD has gone off the charts, right? It's really dramatic. And the number one thing is screen time, right? Technologies, right? It's really well known and well researched that screen time can dramatically affect a child's fragile brain, right? Creating stress, full range of stress, as well as the EMF, right? That they're getting from that. I mean, the EMF, it's, I mean, here's like a picture of a brain from someone that's been, just using a cell phone from, and 5-year-olds are way more, their brains are way more susceptible to EMF, right? But there's also rapid technology, changing perspective, changing camera angles, where, they say that when you actually go from one camera angle to a different camera angle, it actually takes about 10 seconds to reorient where you are. Well, they're cutting from one angle to another in less than 10 seconds. So it's really this energy of just dit, 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 right? It's just really this fast energy that is really detrimental. But also the actual flicker rate. The flicker rate of the actual screen is actually creating detriment because it's entraining that young brain into the actual rhythm of the flicker. And that rhythm is not the child's rhythm, right? So it's throwing them off that way as well. Not to mention all the violence and, negative content in the media, right? Causing lots of stress, right? There's also stressors from noise, right? Just noise pollution, parental stress. Parents freaking out, especially these days, right? Academic stress is huge. I mean, it's really a big problem. I mean, it's probably one of the biggest problems of all is the stress to actually be able to do well or to do good at all, right? Although, societal and cultural stressors like social media. I mean, you hear. Seems like you hear just about every month about some kid that either commits suicide or something, over this. I mean, the stressors over social media are just humongous, right? And it all creates behavioral, social, and academic dysfunction. It's really shocking, actually, how bad it is in schools, right? There was a whole thing on NPR about 8 months ago, and they were talking about not only the anxiety, but the rate of suicide is just off the charts, right? So the solution is thinking science and vibration, right? That's what we're doing. Now, the science comes from the wisdom and experience of these five different areas. Maria Montessori's basic premises, which are really beautiful. Info from books on brain development, categorizing all the purposes based on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual that we'll talk about, the basis of vibration, which is peace, harmony, and flow, and synchronizing all of our curriculum from our Sound Healing Institute with 20 instructors with the curriculum for the kids, right? We have my kitty. There she is. I see my kitty. There's my kitty. Okay. So first of all, we go. There's Maria Montessori's basics. Maria Montessori is her three main tenets are better connection to self, better connection to others, and better connection to nature and spirit. She was spiritually oriented, so she totally is into spirit and source, right? And so we sneak that in where we can, right? We got to be careful, right? Now, the second aspect that we based everything in is on are all the books on brain development for children at different age levels. Some of the basic concepts from these books are presence, being present in the moment is really good for the brain, especially for the young ones. Emotional engagement, using an intention and affirmations. Novel stimulation, where it keeps them interested. Multisensory awareness and integration, which is using things like sound and geometries and movement all together, right? Not just one sense, but multiple senses. And of course, movement is well known to help the brain for learning, right? Now, here's a whole list of all the books. Oh my God, it's like 30 books here that we checked out. A lot of them from Dan Siegel. He's doing some really cool work. There's another list here. Greenspan, Walsh, Susskind, Stephen Porges even has some aspects that he brings in. So we looked at all of these books and found all of these different areas, which are kind of the overview was before, but we took all of these areas and broke it down into overall connection, which is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Physical connections, emotional connection, mental, emotional, mental, spiritual, and sensory refinement, which is about refining the senses, especially for the young ones under three. There's some really important details for the really young ones, right? So we then expanded each one of these areas into very specific. So in the overall connection, we're talking about presence and then coherence, which is about a stable, consistent vibration of actual, like a crystal bowl or a vowel versus consistency, not versus, but and consistency, which is about a stable, consistent rhythm, right? There's really good research that shows stable, consistent rhythms are really good for the young ones, but also for anybody because it stabilizes not only the brain, but the heart as well. Interpersonal synchrony, which is about this cool effect that happens when multiple people are doing the same thing at once. Musicality, self-expression, really big connection to the natural world, smooth flow, that's my thing, right? And things to help with career. Physical connection would be body awareness, vestibular stimulation, motor coordination, auditory motor coordination, auditory visual motor coordination, breath awareness, right? Emotional connection is emotional engagement, stability, empathy, and expression, right? Then mental emotional is emotional awareness, confidence and self-esteem, optimism, creativity. Mental, we use brainwave entrainment with all the different rhythms, focus and concentration, memory, whole brain synchronization, where the brain goes into a multi-channel focus. And that's really important. That has to do with multi-sensory experiences and exercises. Creative thinking, speech and language skills. We're hugely helping the kids with developing language skills by going through all the different vowels and consonants with different rhythms and different pitches. Group synchrony, spiritual awareness under spiritual connection, intention. We have this one exercise where we have go through all these different affirmations and sing them to different rhythms for the like 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. Sensory refinement is about spatial awareness, multisensory integration, temporal awareness is actually a really big one to get them so they're in the moment, which means finer and finer detail of rhythm. When you, because a lot of some disabilities are happen where the children can't actually focus to get to hear detailed information. So if I go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, their brain is not fast enough to catch all of those details. So by working up to finer and finer rhythms, you can work and help with that temporal awareness issue, which causes a huge problem with learning disabilities. Okay. So these are all the different areas. Now, what we did is for each of those areas, we took the research, then references from the books on brain development, and synced them up, so that you can actually see all of the different references from all of the books that support each one of those areas that I just went through, right? So we have a document. Actually, we have a document for each one of those areas that shows the actual research and assumptions, and then we have another document that actually shows the actual references and where those research and assumptions came from, and where and what books. It's really backed up really well, right? Okay. But then we took our whole aspect of what we teach at the Sound Healing Institute, which is the basic of the hierarchy of vibration, where we talk about frequencies. This is the structure of the universe at all levels. Frequencies, a bunch of frequencies make up a waveform or a timbre or just a sound, right? And then multiple sounds give you musical intervals and chords. Then you add time, and now you have rhythm and melody, which are opens up the whole world of emotion. And you have flow, right? The smoothness of the flow of the music. And we work with all of these levels, but we made it simpler. For the kids, we call it peace, which is the frequency level, harmony, which is a relationship between two things, and then flow. Change, smooth flow is really the deal. Change over time, right? But we're working at these all levels. Peace, harmony, and flow, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So we have exercises that focus on each of these realms at each of the actual levels of reality, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And we graduate them over time. Like the mental aspects don't really kick in until around, you know, 6, and then especially around 9 when we start really focusing on mental aspects. Before then, it's all experiential. Right. Physically, for peace, harmony, and flow, we're talking about peace is stable frequencies in the body. Harmony is harmonious relationships between all parts of the body. And physically, smooth flow through the body is where you get the peace, health, strength, flexibility, and fluid movement. Then there's emotionally peace, harmony, and flow. Peace is stillness in the midst of difficult emotions. Harmony is all about harmony and relationship. Flow through challenges. You know, introducing the aspect of when you're in the flow. We even have an exercise where we have a row of kids, and then someone has to go down the middle of the row, and actually the kids try and stop the kid going down. And then they do it again where they actually help them and say sweet things, right? So they learn, you know, from the beginning how nice it is to be, for things to flow. We also look at all the flow systems in nature, right? The way rivers flow, the way all things in nature flows, including not only weather, but also tides and the way the planets flow as well, and the galaxies. Right? And then when mentally we have peace, harmony, and flow, we get better focus and sleep when you're at peace mentally, especially better focus. Harmony is cognitive skills, the relationship between things, critical thinking, the relationship between things, and then flow, creativity, and enhanced learning capacity. When you're in the flow mentally, there is no blockages. Right? And then spiritually, peace is connecting to a higher, more expansive energy. Harmony is seeing the relationship between everything in nature and the world. And flow is finding one's own natural flow, but there's flow in throughout source as well. Okay. So we have peace, harmony, and flow gives you physically healthy body, greater physical capacity, better focus and attention mentally, creativity and sleep, emotional stability and intelligence, and spiritually, deeper connection to nature, spirit, and self. So these are the five areas that we've mentioned: the Maria Montessori, the books, working all the information from the books, physically, mentally, emotionally, and then looking at things from peace, harmony, and flow, which is the basis of all sound healing, right? And then working with all of our instructors, we took all of that and put it all together into a very detailed program. Here are the objectives. If in case you're watching by video, I'm not going to go through these in detail. There's just too many of them. Okay, but this is what we came up with in the beginning. Right? All the different aspects of what we're trying to do physically, mentally, emotionally, and also refining the senses. Developing auditory discrimination, and so they can hear different pitches, finer and finer, different volumes, right? So discrimination of short duration sounds. Boy, right. The curriculum has five tracks. First, we have the physics of vibration, instruments and the voice, music as a way of understanding the universe, geometry, and self-expression. Under physics of vibration, we do some experiential in the younger years, a lot of experiential, and then late in the later years, starting around a little bit around six, but more around nine, we start explaining how it all works. And then around 12, we start getting into actual wave machines and how waves work in the universe at all levels of reality, not just sound, but in light, in color, and in geometry even, right? And so, because it's all vibration, everything is vibration. This is the basis of it all. In the beginning, we have this toy that is like this soft little toy that's like 3 inches by 2 inches, right? And inside there's a chime, which when you rock it back and forth, it plays a musical fifth. Right? Well, it just so happens that the musical fifth is the ratio of 3 to 2, right? The root is, if it were like 100 hertz, well, the musical fifth would be 150 hertz, right? 3 to 2. So we create this toy that's 3 to 2 ratio. So when they grow up, we can say, that toy that you played with, you really like, it has little chimes in it. Well, this is what's really going on with it geometrically. The geometry matches the actual musical interval, right? So doing things like that. Ultimately, they'll understand the underlying structure of the universe and how vibration works, which is the basis of it all. They're also going to learn how to build instruments as well, right? And ultimately even do concerts based on laws of physics, instruments from scratch, actually, as they get older. And then they get to play with them, right? So there's a lot more detail in the physics of sound and vibration. I won't get into that right now. Then we have instruments and the voice, the second track. This is first of all about listening, right? Listening to different sounds and different tonalities. It's for the young ones under 3, especially under 1, because we go all the way down to 3 months. We're playing different sounds, different frequencies, different tonalities, different harmonic structures, and different music from different cultures to create the widest range of neural pathways in the brain as possible, so that there's no trimming, right? So that we get the brain completely active. It's known that the babies actually have more neural pathways, that way more than we do as we grow up, and they actually get trimmed away. So we're trying to keep those neural pathways as wide as possible by using all vibration at all levels, whether it's frequency, sounds, and music. Right? We're also starting, it's a way of Learning language when we play with different vowels and consonants and auditory awareness, but it's also a way of understanding other cultures. So we'll bring in instruments from all over the world, right? And get to listen to them. And this is not about being a musician. It's about actually just learning about different instruments and then ultimately being able to play and do a concert, right? There's this really major problem that music has caused in schools sometimes, actually a lot. You know, when we went into the school, we went into the 9 to 12 year old room, and I walk in and I say, okay, we're going to do some sound. And this one girl goes, well, those two over there, they know how to sing, but none of us, the rest of us are good singers. I'm like, can you do ooh? And they go, ooh. Can you do ooh? And they go, ooh. Can you do ooh? Ooh. And they do it perfectly, right? It's like, you don't have to be a perfect singer. This is not about being a great musician. It's not about being able to play an instrument incredibly, because there's so much strife and so much stress about being good enough. Oh, they're born musicians, right? Anybody can play a crystal bowl. Anybody can do a vowel, right? Anybody can play a tuning fork, right? Or anybody can play, you know, these instruments they're building, right? So everybody gets to join in because there's no, I mean, most sound healing instruments take no talent at all. And so it includes everybody, really includes everybody. And that's very cool. Okay. And then, so they're doing concerts, but also concerts with the instruments that they built and, or that the older ones built, right? Because the young ones will do concerts as well before they actually get to building instruments. Okay. Then there's the track three, understanding music as a way of understanding the world. Again, it's not about being a great musician. It's about understanding musical intervals as a relationship of any two things in the universe. As the, and music in the body, music in the way the body works, in the 11 systems, the way it flows through the 11 systems, the way music is in nature, the flow of nature that is musical and in the universe. God, symphony of the spheres, right? And then we'll look at the pitches and frequencies in us and the world, and rhythms in us and the world, and smooth musical flow in us and the world. So we're really seeing how the whole universe, including inside our body, is musical flow, right? Now, there's a very cool exercise that we do that I just love. And maybe I'll come back to it. Let's see. Yeah. Let's go through it, finish these, and I'll come back to it. Then we go into geometry. We're talking about natural spatial harmony, the meaning of numbers, patterns in nature. There's one exercise where the kids go out and gather all the things they can out in nature, and then bring them in, and we have 10 boxes, which are the 10 archetypal patterns of nature, right? Archetypal geometries. And they have to put the different items in each of the box that they match. So they get to know these archetypal sacred geometry patterns, right? And then we even do measurement of the body to show how each part of the body is actually in golden mean ratios to the other parts of the body. Like this part of the finger, this part of the finger is 1.618. Let's see. Yeah, from here to here. It's 1.618 times that part, right? And this is 1.6. Let's see. Hard to do this. 1.618. You can see my hand. Here we go. 1.618 on the hand in relation to the finger. The arm is 1.68, 618 in relation to the hand, and so forth. So they even measure and see how close they are to the standard golden mean from source. And then we even talk about connecting and do exercise where we connect geometry and sound. If you have a triangle where one side is two lengths and another side is three lengths, well, that's a musical fifth, right? If one side of the triangle is four and one's three, that's the musical fourth. So we can go through all the different relationships between geometry and sound. Okay, that's geometry. Then we have self-expression. We're talking about healthy emotional expression, right? As babies, we are born sound healers, right? And then they tell us to be quiet around two, and we go into school, and it's like no more sound, right? So it's like we get shut down. So the whole thing is to keep this expression going so that they can ultimately make sound to release any emotion they have going on to create health, right? And ultimately to be able to express gratitude, compassion, and love, and different emotions with sound so that no one is stopped up. Everybody can express themselves completely freely, which is key to health and healthy relationships as well. It's very, very cool. So that's the whole self-expression aspect. Okay. Now, there's one exercise we do that's really cool, where we actually take a, well, we do body percussion first. We start with a division of two. So we say, okay, tap your leg, bump, and then tap your chest, bump, right? And count one, two, one, two. Okay, now we're going to tap the left leg, the right leg, and the left chest and right chest. And we're going to do four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And then we keep going until we're up to like 16, right? And it's interesting, even the 3-year-olds can do it very quickly if you go slow enough, right? And then we get way more complex, where we start using different vowels instead of the numbers. So we could say, okay, one, chest slap, and then snap. All the young ones can't do the snap. They can around five or so. Okay, so chest, snap, clap, snap. Chest, snap, left snap, clap, snap, right? Chest, here, you can do it along with me. Chest, snap, clap, snap. Chest, clap, chest, snap, clap, snap. Chest, snap, clap, snap, snap. Okay, now we're going to do the vowels for it. Ooh, oh, ah, oh. Ooh, oh, ah, oh. Ooh, oh, ah, oh. Ooh, oh, ah, oh. Right? And we can get very complex. Now let's do this where we'll drop out the second one. So we don't make the sound on the second one. Okay? Ooh, ah, ah, oh. Ooh, ah, oh. Ooh, ah, oh. Can get very complex. Or do accents. We'll do an accent on three, silence on two, accent on three. Okay? Ooh, ah, oh. Ooh, ah, oh. Right? And so we can also do different subdivisions, where we take like an eight and divide it into one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, right? So it'd be ooh, oh, ah, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, oh, right? Ooh, oh, ah, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, oh. And then we have circles that we show like eight on eight division circle. We can see all the divisions on the circle. So they start seeing it visually, right? And we use this circle for a full range of rhythms that they work with for a really long time. Let me see if I can find the actual visuals of the circle. Yeah, bear with me just a second. Got to bring this up. Okay, here we go. Rhythm. Let me see if I can find this really quick. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. I know where it is now. Frequencies, materials, under materials. There we go. Got it. Okay, check this out. So after a few years of doing all the different possible body percussion there is, with all different possible syllables and consonants there are, We got the different subdivisions, right? So we got twos and threes and fours. Look at the geometries from the different subdivisions when you connect the dots on a circle in different ways. So after working with these different body percussion with these circles, we say, check this out. Look at all the different geometries you can create with these by connecting the dots on the circle, right? So here's like, an octahedron, right? A double octahedron, right? Or a Merkaba. And then it gets very complex. So you can see all geometries in the world, right? And then we go through the meaning of these geometries that connect all the dots on the circle of which they've been doing body percussion for years, right? It's very cool. The meaning of all the sacred geometry images. And they're going to be drawing these sacred geometry images as well, right? So again, multi-sensory awareness. It's very cool. Okay. Now, oh, that's the exercise we just mentioned there. Okay. Then we have all these videos of the kids. They're really, really nice. I got one video that's one of my favorites where I take a crystal ball and I hit it and I say, okay, raise your hand. This is in the 3 to 6 year old room. Raise your hand when the bowl goes to complete silence. It takes about 5 minutes for the bowl to fade out. So all the kids in the room, like 30 kids in the room, totally still listening for when it goes to silence. You ever seen a room of 3 to 6 year olds perfectly still for 5 minutes? Oh my God. And then when it finally goes to silence and they raise their hand, everybody's so still. And I said, can you, it's like you can still hear it in the room, huh? And they're like, yeah, it's really peaceful, huh? Yeah. So cool to get the kids over and over to a place of peace and stillness. We're doing the full range of exercises with the vowels. For the young ones, it's like ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. And then as we get older, of course, we do different vowels. Ba, da, ga, ta. Ba, da, ga, ta. Right? And then it gets very complex from there. So it's just those stable rhythms totally get them still. Right. Now, in the site soundeducationcenter.com, there's a lot of free downloads of exercises for each age group. And then we charge up to a couple of hundred for the rest of them. But it's all from our nonprofit. So all the money's going back in to help people and create more exercises as well. We got about 500 exercises that are there, and we still have a lot to finish. We've got about another 2,000 that are ready to go. They just haven't been written up in detail. And so with the Sound Education Association, our goal is to finish these 2,000 exercises and develop even more exercises, right? There's a full range of, besides just sound and music and geometry and self-expression, we'd like to expand it also into history and reading and writing and that full range, just all the full curriculum, right? And then the next step is to design a plan to bring this into the mainstream. We're looking at setting up a lobbying team to bring this into public and private schools everywhere, and we're going to have plenty of funding to do this. So we're going to need a large group of people. So we're looking to bring as many educators and administrators as possible in the association to help do this. We also, even though we have a lot of funding coming in, we'll be looking for even more funding. And then we'll have a research portal for the media and the public to really show, how this was designed and how it works and what we come up with as we get feedback from instructors and the children over the years. It's all about better health, healthy relationships, expanded learning capacity and potential, and social responsibility that contributes to a better world. The big thing is a more peaceful learning environment. I mean, in public schools, it's a mess. I mean, teachers are just barely keeping it together without getting hurt, right? But also in any learning environment, to be able to have a place where they go to peace over and over throughout the day, right? So much more focus. In the schools where we've done it, it's just profoundly different. And it just makes everybody more healthy. So we're not talking about bringing in a music program to, become musicians. It's about more health, which is also about more productivity, because that's what the mainstream really wants, more productivity, right? So these are totally built in. And for anybody that has any disabilities, it's already built in to help overcome those disabilities, right? Stable, consistent vibration, temporal awareness. I mean, everything we're doing is actually scientifically really helpful for kids with challenges, right? So it's really all about, I can't see the top of this. Let's see. There we go. It's about the natural patterns and energy found in sound, music, vibration, and geometry. Help the children to return to a tangible connection to nature so they can understand their place in the greater whole and how to use these natural energies to help make a better world. That's the essence of it. But it's a little more complex than that, right? So our next meeting is January 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're interested in joining the Sound Association, just email me and I'll put you on the list. And again, it's all about developing more curriculum and the plan to bring it into public and private schools around the world. We already have a full list of associations, educational associations that we can approach and to really do full on evangelism. You know, what's so amazing about this is I've already seen the kids dramatically change just from the 200 hours we've done at all different age groups, all the way up to 18. But imagining a kid going through this full program from 3 months at every level up to 18 years, I just got this clear vision of a child that is dramatically different than what is happening in our schools right now. Not only are they completely connected to the patterns and math within nature, right? Not only are they using the right brain more, so they got a nice balance of left and right brain, but they just love it. They're just loving it, right? The kids can't wait to play with these exercises, right? They're just so excited. And it's a profound change in our educational system. I mean, profound. Think there's no better way to change the world than this. If you know any people that are educators or administrators, we invite them to join us, right? And contribute to the Sound Education Association. Let me show you the website here. Go to soundeducationcenter.com. Sound Education Center. This is the website for the homeschooling. Now, the way the exercises are written are in Montessori format, which is minute detail. So anybody could teach these exercises as long as you're not afraid to make sound, right? That can be a problem, right? So we've got our own classes that can help you with that. But they're just written out in such minute detail that it's really simple for anybody to follow. There's all the different tracks, right? And then we've got the basis of how to develop this, all the objectives. And then at the bottom here, we've got feedback from different instructors in Montessori schools and different questions. Okay, what if I'm afraid to make sound? Okay, and then here's the exercises for each age group. We've got 21 exercises for the 3 to 18 month olds. We've got 76 exercises for 18 months to 3 year olds. We've got 217 exercises for the 3 to 6 year olds. And we've got 133 for the 6 to 12 year olds and 133 for the 12 to 18 year olds. Still got a lot of work on the 12 to 18 year olds to go, because it's a little more detailed work. And for each one of these, there's free exercises you can download, right? So check it out. To purchase them, not quite ready. I should have it ready by Tuesday, where all the exercises will be ready to download. Got them all done. It's just a matter of finishing the website. But the free ones are ready to go. You can check them out. Right. And then let us know any feedback you might have. It's so interesting with the rhythms, what we're doing in the circle. Not only do we get all the different rhythms you can do with this circle, then we actually go through the musical intervals. So now we can go, so it's like a composition thing. But then we show their natural rhythm, the rhythm of their heart, averaged out. We show the rhythms in nature. And so they then start doing music to the rhythms of nature, right? Including the Schumann resonance, which is, has its own rhythm. And even taking the actual frequencies and octavizing them down. Oh, we're getting a little out there now. So that we take a frequency and cut it in half so it's the same note and keep going until that becomes a rhythm, right? So they see the relationship between pitches and rhythms, right? There's also some really cool ways to show musical intervals actually visually in using geometries. So we're trying to correspond different senses or use a full range of multi-sensory expression to be able to bring them into a whole brain synchronization. Because when you tune into multiple things at once, you go out of that prefrontal cortex, which is where the worry is, into the whole brain where it's all working together, which is way better for doing any creative work or even working within a corporation, a major corporation, to be able to access all the different components of the corporation or the business at once, and then to even synchronize that with how it would work well within or on this planet, to make it more sustainable. So you can see all the different components at once. That's it. May we have a whole new educational system for the kids, where they're totally connected to self, to others, and to nature and the universe. May it be so, sooner than later. Hold that energy and thought through the rest of the weekend, through the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thank you for listening and take care.